ko ngayon dito sa studio. First time sa Australia ng kababayan nating si Mark Sumailo at ang kasama niya at kapartner sa entabladong si Abigail Olivero. Magandang araw!
Magandang araw!
Hi!
Thanks for coming.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah. So Abigail was born in Singapore and grew up here in Australia.
Yes.
At si Mark naman ay maayong araw sa imo, Mark.
From Cagayan de Oro City.
Yan. Salamat kayo sa pag-unlock.
Daghang salamat.
So medyo Tagalog-English tayo ngayong araw na to. Una sa lahat, Abigail, you trained in ballet from the young age of 8, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
All your life, you were dancing ballet as a young child. But it was in later in life that you realized you wanted to become a dancer professionally.
Yes.
When or how did that come about?
Two people in my life. One's my ballet teacher, Miss Jane, and the other one, Natalie Bray. I think Nat just fell out of love for dancing for a while. She was at a ballet school and she wanted to come back to Jane's and just re-find her passion for dance again. At that time, I was at university, Monash University, studying pharmaceutical science. And she kind of just said, Abby, you have to come back for class with me, you know, just dance again. Because I wasn't really dancing as much either. And Miss Jane...
Natalie's your friend?
Yeah. Miss Jane just said, you know, you're 19 now. It's not too late. If you want, we can try make a dance out of you still. And, you know, you have to try because you're always going to regret not trying. And she said she saw so much in me and I was, you know, in the dungeons doing pharmaceutical things. I thought, oh, if my parents agreed.
I've interviewed a few ballet dancers and they said you have to have the physique, the discipline. More importantly, you need to have the talent. So there was something in you that just was sleeping for the longest time, maybe?
I guess so. I always knew dance was going to be in my life. I would always want to dance. Maybe I didn't know if I could be in a company, but I would always have dance somehow. Like I wanted to teach. I wanted to be in performances around the world, just participate in all sorts of things. I just never really thought I could hack it.
When you were young, what was the character that you had in mind that you wanted to play? Was it Giselle or Odile or?
If you ask me, like maybe a few years back, I would have said Juliet from Romeo and Juliet. But back then, I just wanted to dance, like the feeling you get on stage.
Were you exposed to ballet or was it something that you alone decided that you wanted to do? Was there any dancers in the family?
Oh, no. But my dad's friend was a ballet teacher and she owned a ballet school. So when I was dancing around, Dad kind of said, can you just take her for her birthday? Just make her happy. And I think I was three or four at the time.
Wow.
Yeah. And my aunt at the time just said, you know, she has to keep dancing. You know, she has something. We have to find what it is.
Mark, ikaw naman, kakaibang storya mo.
Very different.
Si Abigail started when she was 4. Pero ikaw, 18 years old. Paano ka naman napunta sa... Dahil kung ako nagkakamali, folk dance. Yung
una mong experience
at una mong exposure sa pagsayaw.
Nagsimula ako as a musician. Audition yun for scholarship. And then, because of financial problem, yung parents ko, medyo mahihirapan for me to go to college. So I started looking for scholarship programs. So Liceo offered a full scholarship sa dance troupe. So since I don't know how to dance, nag-apply ako for musician, guitarist. So luckily na natanggap naman ako. Doon na nagsimula. One production, it was entitled The Legend of Cagayan de Oro. Kulang ng propsman. Yung director namin, he said, oh, kailangan natin ng propsman. So lahat ng instrumentalist tayo. Then, yun tumayo kami. Bigla niya akong binigyan ng kawayan. O ikaw, dahil matangkad ka, magiging propsman ka. Dito ka lang sa likod, wala kang gagawin. Tumayo ka lang, hawakan mo lang yung bamboo stick. Kaya doon, nagsimula yung pagsayaw. Few weeks after, I asked my director kung pwede na ba akong bumalik as instrumentalist. Sabi niya, no, sasayaw ka na. Kasi may potential ka. So ako naman, hindi ko naiintindihan yung potential.
Hindi ka ba sumasayaw ng bata? Yung mga hip-hop? Yung mga...
No, kasi elementary kasi. May sports din eh. Na nasali din ako sa track and field. So exempted ako sa PE, yung mga ganun.
So, pero never mo naging hilig. Kasi di ba sa atin, pamilya ng Pilipino, uy, sayaw naman, magaling yan si Mark, pasayawin mo. Walang ganun, hindi ka pinapakanta.
Meron, pero nahihiya ako. Kaya lagi akong... emergency exit ba? Ganun. So, kaya doon, nagsimula yung pagsayaw. Sa ballet naman, kakaiba. Kasi nga, in the middle, second year college, nag-stop ako ng school. So, nagtrabaho ako for 6 months. May nakilala ko from Cebu, Mr. Benji Diola, director din siya from Guam. Sabi niya sa akin, mag-ballet ka kasi may potential ka, may height ka. Para pagbalik ko sa Cagayan de Oro kasi gagawa siya ng production. Kukunin kita ulit sa Liceo, gagawin kitang scholar. Doon nagsimula yung pagbabalay ko.
18?
Yes, that time.
Wow, hindi ka ba nahirapan?
Mahirap.
Kasi medyo matigas na yung buto natin pag sobra. 18, di ba?
Sobra. Pero pag ginagawa mo yung bagay na gusto mo, yung hirap parang kakayanin mo eh. Kasi at the end of the day, may parang yung fulfillment ba?
Napamahal na sa'yo, napalapit na sa'yo. Yung yes,
but I stopped for 4 years kasi nagtrabaho ako sa Liceo bilang assistant ng dance troupe. So no dance, no ballet anymore. Di na ako sumasayaw.
So mid-20s ka na nung bumalik ka?
Nasa pagbalik ko ng BM, 26 years old, right? 26.
At nakdiscover ka ng Ballet Manila ni Ocias Barroso rin?
Yes, before 2009.
And you were also discovered by Ocias Barroso.
Yeah.
Ocias Barroso is one of the famous male dancers in the Philippines. Yes. And he's danced with some of the best dancers. What was it like when you first met him?
He was really nice, but he was really open. The way he spoke to me about Ballet Manila, he was, I don't know how to explain it. He was just really excited.
Because along with Lisa Makuha Elizalde, yes, who founded Ballet Manila, they were the ones who really started it all, of bringing ballet to the streets in the Philippines, mm-hmm, isn't it? And exposing it to a greater audience.
Yeah.
And you are now dancing in the Philippines as one of the artists for Ballet Manila. What's it like dancing amongst Filipinos?
Oh my God, it's amazing. The amount of energy is, I have never seen it anywhere, especially the boys. I think Ballet Manila is known for their male dancers. Lots of male dancers, very strong male dancers. Everyone has their own characters.
I think that's something that a lot of our listeners are not necessarily aware of, that to be a male ballet dancer, you have to be physically strong.
Yes.
Because everyone thinks that if you are a ballerina, you have to be light.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you have to be graceful. Mm-hmm. But if you are a male dancer, you have to be strong.
Yes.
Kailangan mong kakargahin mo, tas iitsa-itsahin mo yung kapartner mo.
Tsaka with grace yun. Oh. hindi lang basta buhat. At the same time, when you carry a girl, kailangan pakita mo na lumilipad yung girl. So, kailangan.
At pagsala mo, kailangan hindi mo papakita ang nahihirapan ka.
Yes. That's the hardest part.
Paano mo ginagawa yun?
Training. Matinding training. Tsaka sa tulong na rin ni Sir Ocias and then Ma'am Liz.
Kasi kayo, meron din mga nakikita ko na lulundag sa ere.
Yes.
Pagkalundag mo sa ere, biglang sasaluhin mo na yung partner mo. Nung una mong ginawa yun, ano yung nasa isip mo? Hindi ka ba nanginginig?
Actually, when it comes to partnering, parang mahirap siya, pero nandun sa akin, deep inside, alam kong kaya kong gawin eh. Yung kumpiyansa sa sarili, andun eh. Yun nga yung sabi ni Sir sa akin, ayaw ko sabihin magaling, pero sabi ni Sir na kaya mong mag-partnering. When the first time na pumunta ako ng BM, so alam ko na kaya kong mag-partner, so hindi ganun kahirap sa akin. And of course, with the help of Sir Shas, kasi sobrang magaling siya mag-partnering.
Kasi alam ko si Lisa at saka si Ocias, medyo naging mag-best friend sila. Kaya may ibang friendship, hindi ba? So, when you two dance together, you had to initially build that trust. Mm-hmm. Because you, Abigail, would have to trust your life and limb to Mark. What did it feel like when you first partnered?
I was scared at first. Not because I didn't trust Mark. I don't trust myself. I learned partnering through Ballet Manila. So when I joined the company, I had very little knowledge of pas de deux. You know, so Shaz and Lise kind of trusted me, threw me in. And I kind of like that kind of thing anyway. So I picked it up. And dancing with Mark, I feel like Mark is someone I looked up. No, I still do. I look up to in the company. So so when I started partnering him, it was this respect that I had, like, am I doing it right? Like, am I giving you enough force? Is it comfortable? So I was more concerned, like, with what he's going to say. But he's just kind of like, you do your own thing. I'll help you and I'll say something.
What about the communication? Because when you dance, you can't talk to each other. So you have to do it through your eyes, through your, I don't know. You can't do it with your hands as well because you're moving.
It's
so
mutual understanding.
Because when you rehearse as well, you know the familiar movements,
yes,
how something's supposed to feel. So when something goes a little off, you both know, like, it's going
awry.
And
then in partnering, the key is trust.
It's fine yun pag may LQ.
No, because work is work.
So even when you're having like a bit of a challenge towards each other, when you're not getting along personally, you have to set that aside.
Yes, yes.
It's never happened in our dancing ever, except one time we were working on the music video together.
First time.
And because we were both choreographers, so there's two heads, two leaders, and that's just a recipe for disaster.
So when you're off stage, do you still talk about dance or?
Yes.
A lot.
And here in Melbourne, you'll be on stage on Sunday, the 10th of April.
Yes.
And this is a different kind of dance. Abigail?
Yeah, it's the event is called United We Dance, and it's a multicultural event. So it's something that I've always been interested in, because I've always wanted, like from a young age, to just dance and involve everyone with dance. The show is produced and directed by Anjali Sengupta and Alyssa Nikotina, who are both in Bollywood dancing and belly dancing. And they wanted to also celebrate dance and invite all different kinds of dancers for 2 hours. We found that on a calling for that online before we flew into Melbourne, and we thought, hey, like, why not? Let's dance. It's for a good cause. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
And it's two worlds coming into one. Mm-hmm. Australia and the Philippines as well, in a different kind of stage.
Yeah.
But not so different for you.
No, we're still doing classical ballet, so I think we're going to have Bollywood dancing, belly
collaboration
dancing,
of a different ballet, genre of dances.
Hopefully, we'll see you back here bringing Ballet Manila to the stage.
Wow.
I hope so.
Hope so.
Maraming salamat, Abigail at Mark, sa pag-unlak at maraming salamat sa panahon niyo. Sana'y patuloy pa ang mga dadalhin niyong saya sa mga manonood sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.